This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. But don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back to the Center Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be part of the conversation. Seriously, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me very much, more than you know. I realize there's about 3,000 other shows out there, but you've chosen this one, which kind of leads me to believe that you're pretty smart people. David Horowitz, all right, let me do that one again. David Horowitz will be joining me after the first break. And we're going to talk about the real dangers in the White House, in and around the White House, for that matter. David refers to himself as a red diaper baby. I mean, his mother hated this country. So it's always an interesting conversation with him, trying to get him to slow down. I'll just say it's a chore. And we'll leave it that way. But I mean, he's got a lot to say, and he wants to get it out there. Okay, so Al Sharpton, I love to have fun with Al Sharpton, because most disingenuous guy on the planet. And when he actually in the Jefferson Memorial saying that the Jefferson Memorial needs, well, they can't take it down, because he knew that would bring a lot of trouble. He's smart enough to know that. Doesn't take much. But he also said, our taxpayer money shouldn't be spent maintaining this monument. And he was correct, except he said our. He should have said your taxpayer money shouldn't be spent taking care of this. The man owes the IRS $4 million plus dollars. He says it's an accounting mistake. Now, how many of you, if you owe the IRS $4,000 or $400 for that matter, could tell them that they weren't going to charge you interest or penalties because it was an accounting problem and it was their fault? How many of you would be able to go in and out of the White House with that number hanging over your head? I mean, come on, think about it. They're the most frightening, powerful entity on the planet. So, and Sharpton over the years has evolved. I'm talking physically and mentally. If you see him back in the early days, I'm telling you, he looked like he ate one of me. That's how big he was. I know, it's fat shaming, get over yourself. I do it to myself all the time, you deal with it. But Sharpton has called, you've heard him call for violence against police and others. And he's supposed to be some kind of great leader. Well, let's hear him in his finer days. Well, I don't know if they were finer days, definitely louder days, bigger days for sure.
I'm tired of the American bitch. You ain't nothing. You a punk. Now come on, do something.
Now he's yelling at somebody, a flamboyant person. If I had Xander on, I'd have him tell you what he was saying. But he used the F word, one that I would get pummeled for if I used.
I'm tired of the American bitch. You ain't nothing. You a punk. Now come on, do something.
Now, he's making fun of people. If I said one of these things, they would crucify me. He's mad that Koreans are selling watermelon because that's their food. I'm sorry. Who's stereotyping who?
is an emotion. I would.
Now listen to him carefully. He's telling you how he feels about violence.
It's an emotion. I would love to use love, but if I've got to use hate, I'll deal with what my hand calls for.
Folks was in the cave when we had built empires. We learned in my limb.
I didn't know Donald was that old. They build pyramids for Donald Trump? I wasn't aware of that.
We taught philosophy and astrology and mathematics before Socrates and them Greek ever got around.
An eloquent man, isn't he? I mean, think about it. They've done everything. Well, here's the deal, okay? I'm going to say some of you are going to think this is stupid or whatever, but think it through. What's he talking about? I'm trying to sit here going, is this just empty rhetoric? What really is he talking about? And it dawned on me that maybe he's talking about the slaves of old, the workers of old. And somehow they were smarter and around long before Socrates. Well, who's he talking about? Black people as a whole? I mean, if you're a believer that Africa or that area was the bedrock or the beginning where society began, where human life began, whether you're a Christian or not, I mean, the garden had to be somewhere. Well, again, I know I'm taking it to a very simple level, but aren't most people in Africa black or dark-skinned anyway? What's he talking about? I'm confused. Because basically he's saying is the black community did everything before everybody. Okay. I mean, isn't that like the Native Americans here? Saying we were Americans before you were? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you were here. I don't know what to tell you. Your skin color is just, he had nothing to do with it. So what do you mean? Is he saying, maybe I should give him the benefit of the doubt, right? Maybe he was saying humans were here. No, that wouldn't do it because Greeks were humans too. Yeah, he's just as confusing as he's ever been. He really makes me nuts because this kind of stuff sows more hatred, more nasties. I'm Joe Senior, your host, David Horowitz, will join us after the break. Don't go far. You're going to enjoy the conversation. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
For those suffering from hearing loss, a typical morning may sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
But with an MD hearing aid, mornings could sound like this.
Hey, good morning.
Music with hearing loss may sound like this. With an MD hearing aid? If you or a loved one want to enjoy all the sounds you've been missing, you need to try the MD hearing aid. You can try it risk-free for 45 days. Just call 1-800-481-6532. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered audiologist-tested hearing aid, and at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid, hearing clearly again is more affordable than you think. So instead of a muffled weather report,
chance of clouds and rain,
you could be hearing,
but it's looking sunny with warm temps into the weekend.
To hear what you've been missing for a fraction of the price, try the MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-481-6532. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-481-6532.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Please answer the question.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, not that you should miss this one, but you can't miss the third hour either. I got some really stupid, crazy stuff. I don't know if you guys heard the Ninth Circuit Court again ruled that the football coach that was taking a knee at the end of the game was over. They ruled it unconstitutional because he was, I don't know, influencing kids to pray. Oh, my God. How bad is that? And then we're going to talk about how America seems to be botching more and more executions. And I've actually, you know, these guys have been begging me to come on the show. They're conservatives against capital punishment. I don't know how conservative they are. And I've had them on the show before. It's a circular argument. They keep telling me how much money we're spending, on executions. Well, of course, because it's 117 appeals. Actually, I want to save this for later. But I've got a lot of these kind of. We're going to talk about we'll talk about the Trump panelist who got or the CNN lady who got a real rude awakening when she pulled a Trump panel together, when she was sure that she knew what the answer was going to be. University of Michigan's fraternity cancels an ancient Egypt-themed party because we can't have cultural appropriation. Not a good thing. Anyway, let's get David Horowitz lit up over here. David Horowitz is a noted conservative commentator, New York Times bestselling author. He's the founder and CEO of the David Horowitz Freedom Center in Los Angeles, and the author of the Black Book of the American Left, and also The Big Agenda: President Trump's Plan to Save America. Man, I hope he can still save America. David, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's just jump right on it. I know Charlottesville last week just got totally out of control. You and I are on the same page in this. If we had just ignored them, they would have fizzled away. This would not have been a big deal. But now it's rolling and it's going. And you know, President Trump can't sneeze. We can't say something without becoming a white supremacist thing. So they've abandoned Russia.
Well, exactly.
Yeah, they've abandoned the war on women, and now it's all about the white supremacist. I mean, this is going to keep rolling. Can we tamp this down?
This is from anti-white racists. These are racists. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, these are overtly racist organizations. And the trouble with Republicans and conservatives is they won't fight back. They're not aggressive. They don't strike at them. The only defense here, you can't say, oh, you know, me, I'm not a white supremacist and so forth. If you look at the Boston March, the Boston demonstration for free speech, where 12 people were surrounded by 40,000 haters, hating in the name of anti-hate. Oh, it's perfect. What were the protesters? What were the free speech protesters? What were the signs they were holding up in that little pagoda while they were scared for their lives? The signs said, "Black lives do matter." Now, this is a completely phony, fake set of events where the left, which is the truly racist organization, identity politics, in this country, we rate people by the color of their skin. The darker, the higher up you go. We rate people by their gender. If you're female, you're somehow oppressed. And if you're white and male, you're the oppressor. We have a phrase, people of color. Who are people of color? Everybody in the world, Maharajas in India, beheaders, Islamic beheaders in Syria, disgusting tyrants in Africa. They're all people of color. The only people in the world who aren't people of color, the bad people, the oppressors, are white. It's a complete racist takeover of the left, and the Democratic Party has embraced it in full. That's where we actually are. The only way to fight these people is to call them what they are. They're racist. And just have that fight out. Don't be defensive.
Five hundred writers gather in
Charlottesville out of a nation of 330 million. They're nothing. These people, it's a piddling outpouring, if you can call it that.
Well,
if racist leftists hold the demonstration and call it a national one, they'll get 10, 20, 30,000, 100,000 people. Louis Farrakhan got a million-man march, the nation's biggest, most overt racist. Come on. What is it? Conservatives, stop being so nice.
Oh.
Stop being so conservative.
Yeah, David,
be aggressive.
I always say the same thing. I want to see if you agree with me. I say, look, during the Revolution, right, the English were playing by the Marcus of Queensberry rules, and we were playing guerrilla warfare. If we didn't,
that's how we won.
That's how we won, exactly. And right now, Republicans want to play the gentleman's game, and we've never pushed back. We've never really fought back and uncovered these people for who they actually are. You knowing the Republicans the way you do, are we going to fight back? You think we can?
Well, let me just say, I think outside of California, which is toast, conservatives have begun actually to fight back. Since Obama, more and more people on the right are using proper language. I can't stand it when people on our side call them liberals. What are they liberal about except hard drugs, sex, spending other people's money, and accusing people of racism and aiding and abetting our enemies? That's what they're liberal about, and not to mention criminals at home. But I think since the 8 years of Obama, I see many more people understand that these are communists, they're totalitarians. And I'm talking about the heart of the Democratic Party, of Keith Ellison, Tom Perez, David Wasserman Schultz, Hillary. Bernie Sanders, a lifelong supporter of communist causes, he is the Democratic Party. He would have been the nominee if Hillary and her friends, Sheryl Wasserman Schultz and Donna Brazile, hadn't fixed the primary. That's the reality. And you know, if you go up on Twitter and, you look at conservative websites, and more people on our side are onto this. But they have been sort of brought up to be nice.
We don't fight.
And well-bred, yeah, they don't want to embarrass their enemies by calling them by their right names. However, I think that is changing.
Well, I hope you're... Look, I grew up in Boston, and, I grew up with a bunch of... You know, my family is still staunch Democrats. You know, we were taught to fight. We were taught to fight for what we believed in. And, I'm coming out here. They don't know what to do with me because, again, I've got that kind of Boston attitude towards things. Hey, David, quick break.
And then the fighting Irish.
Yeah, although, don't tell anybody I'm Italian. Hey, sometimes it's hard to get them to stop. Take a break. But we'll be back with the next break. We need a few minutes for commercial. I got to pay for the show. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of you sent me an email the other night, said you'd be more than happy to build me a computer. No. I don't want one. I don't want one. This is definitely user error. Most of the time, it's end user error. Ends up being a short between the keyboard and the brain. My brain, not the computer brain. So, I appreciate the love, but no thank you. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. David Horowitz is, I recorded this earlier, because I don't want to keep him up too late. I don't want to keep many people up too late. But I recorded this earlier. You know, David considers himself a red diaper baby, which means, you know, he was born into communism. He was born in this country with communist parents who hated this country. Now, one of David's last books, Big Agenda, How Trump is Going to Save America. I hope he's right. I hope he's true. I believe Trump has the thick skin for it, but I also think he's smart enough to know if he can't get the right people around him, if he can't get the bugs out of there, he's going to be spinning his wheels a lot. I don't know how much of that wheel spilling he's willing to do. Wheel spinning, not spilling. Spinning that he's willing to do. Maybe some of you guys have inside information that I don't, but I know as successful business people will dump a project and go. You know, you cut your losses and run, if you would. Well, I'm not saying that's what he's going to do at all. I'm not even suggesting that's what he's going to do. But at some point in time, he's going to have to wipe them all out and replace them all, or he's going to have a mediocre experience as the president of these United States. Seriously, and I feel bad for him because, as he has said in some conversations, he didn't realize he would have this much trouble. Anyway, I'm joined by your host. Take a listen.
The real problem comes when they want to tear up the documents that slaveholders wrote, like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. And why, the reason they want to tear those up, aside from the fact that they're totalitarians, is they want to hide the central truth about America. Slavery existed for 3,000 years until white Christians in England and America said that all men are created equal. And within a generation, America liberated the slaves. Every black in America owes his or her freedom to Thomas Jefferson, who was a slave owner. owes it to the American founders and the 300,000 Union soldiers who gave their lives in the Civil War. Every black American is free because of what whites did to free them. Now, that doesn't excuse the evils of slavery.
Sure.
But you have to... It makes you have a more complicated view, or should make you have a more complicated view. And if you throw out the Declaration of Independence, and particularly the First Amendment, you won't have any freedoms left. If you can't defend your freedoms, which is what the First Amendment is about, you don't have any. You won't have any soon.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a fight for America, and the Democratic Party is on the wrong side of this fight.
Yeah,
it has seceded from the Union for the second time in its history. There's never been a president who's been attacked, a legitimately elected president, who's been attacked like Trump since Abraham Lincoln. That was the last one who was attacked that way. And we are in a civil war, and better get used to it.
Yeah, my piece that hit today is exactly that, Civil War Part 2. Trump, you just talked about how much he's been attacked. Go ahead.
Let me just say, America's most pampered racist, his name is Ta-Nehisi Coates, celebrated by every liberal in this country. I mean, the big stuff, Ta-Nehisi Coates. He has a new book, in which he argues, and I've seen this across the board, the Antifa movement believes it too, that the Civil War never ended. Of course, you and I are on the pro-slavery side by their
definition, yeah.
Yeah, so it takes two sides to have a Civil War. We've got the two sides. When the Democratic Party disowns these people, instead of funding them and officially endorsing, they've officially endorsed Black Lives Matter racists. As long as the Democratic Party is going to do that, the Democratic Party is on the other side.
You know, David, the side note here, I tell people all the time, I'm the white guy that you keep talking about slavery to. My family got here in the late 40s, early 50s. They were running away from Italy. I'm sorry, when exactly were they involved in slavery?
I pointed this out. I did a campaign against reparations, pointing out that it's actually 80% of Americans are descended from immigrants who came here after the abolition of slavery, And of the ones who were here, let's not forget that the Union... All those Union soldiers who lost their lives to free the blacks. Funny, when I did this campaign, it was in 2001, the left was arguing, as I said, you want reparations, you should be going after the Confederacy, not the government that freed the slaves. And their argument was the Civil War wasn't about slavery.
Oh.
That was the argument. It was about preserving the Union or whatever. Of course, the Civil War was complex,
yeah,
but it did free the slaves,
mm-hmm.
And then the British had to send gunboats into Africa to free slaves. There's still slavery in Africa. Well, all the slaves, 95% of them were enslaved by black Africans.
Yep.
They were just sold to whites. It doesn't excuse the whites, but it shows that this is a much
They have selective history recall, right? There's certain things they want to remember, certain things they don't want to remember. It's just amazing when you're arguing with them. You and I started to talk to you about this a second ago, which was all this statue stuff going down, where they're ripping down statues, they're defacing statues. You know, in Boston, they're defacing statues of saints. I mean, seriously, because they don't know the difference.
They hate Catholics.
I hear you. I get what you're saying, but when you see some of them when they're being interviewed, some of these low IQ people, and they have no clue as to what statue they just defaced. They couldn't give you the name of it for anything. It's the ignorance that makes me crazy.
I actually have a new volume of the Black Black Book of the American Left coming out next month about our universities. That's what they're taught. They're taught the anti-white racist in the universities. Whiteness studies.
Oh, yeah.
About abolishing whiteness.
Whiteness.
What they are is what's called cultural Marxists. They've substituted for the class war, the race war.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. I mean, white is the new scourge or plague of the planet. You know, if you're white or anything to do with white, you're the reason for all the woes of the planet. I don't care whether it's global warming, volcanoes erupting, the common cold, whatever it is. You know, you're the reason it's all happening. And we've let them get away with this. You started going down that road. You know, the colleges, the higher learning places, you know, all of that. We've allowed this to happen to kind of shrug it off. And I don't know why conservative, especially conservative, you're spending all this money to send your child to school. Do you ask them any questions as to what they're learning, what they're hearing, what they're doing? I mean, if you talk to people like that, so you're spending this money to send your daughter or son to school, what are you doing?
If we defunded every liberal arts college, it's the colleges that are the problem in the country. It would raise the national IQ level.
let's switch gears a little bit here. I mean, Bannon took off. Bannon has been moved out of the White House. My first thought, I got to tell you again, as I was joking with you earlier, coming from Boston, I'm saying, you know what? He didn't leave to hit Trump. He could do so much more outside the White House. Interesting how he's going right back to work for Breitbart.
I have an editorial. I have an editorial in today's frontpagemagazine.com. That's my website,
right.
frontpagemag.com, about Bannon. I think this escalates the struggle. It frees Bannon to attack the enemies within the White House, of which there are many.
Oh, yeah.
Deep state enemies.
You want to come back after the break and hear more about the quote-unquote deep state enemies, and there are. You know, I wasn't talking like this a few weeks ago, even a few months ago. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, look at what's happening to the president and what they're throwing at him. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just to the Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back. David Horowitz will still be with us after the break.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference?
We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
I don't know. No comment.
No, we're not. We are now. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me. And again, I really do. I really do appreciate the time that you're with me. I'll get right back to it. I want to get David Horowitz on. I don't want to lose 10 seconds of this interview with him. Although, I'd have to find it first now, wouldn't I? Remember, makes sense? I just had it up on the screen, ready to go. See, I told you, I hate computers. I talk about this on my show, and I'm sure you're well aware of it, is that, you know, I've been defunded or demonetized by YouTube. I had 2,800 YouTubes that were monetized. We've been squelched by Facebook and all these other groups, and I don't think people realize, you know, what that really means. It's how a lot of us do our revenue or make our revenue. You know, conservatives are being attacked as a new group that's just surfaced. Are we going to be able to beat this? Are we going to be able to push back against Facebook and Google and such? I mean, it's really scary.
If you don't fight, you've lost.
Right.
Yes, I believe that we can beat them, but only if the troops are rallied, which is why standing being outside is so good. But these giant corporations are vulnerable. You know, they can be broken up. If they right now I'm fighting a blacklist.
Yep.
This Southern Poverty Hate Center.
That's right.
Is trying to get conservative groups blacklisted by PayPal. and CNN published their Nazi list. So this is a big battle. But all the battles are political. Conservatives hate politics. So they want everything to be fixed by a Supreme Court decision or something. You have to fight the political battle. It's dirty. It's unpleasant. I understand all that. But you have to fight and win the political battle. The left is very, very good at fighting the political battle. But they have a fatal flaw. And their fatal flaw is they don't know when to stop.
But you're right. That list that came out, that hate group list that came out, you know, included a friend of ours, his organization, Karen Sigmund, the American Freedom Alliance, Brad Dacus from the Pacific Justice Institute. Theirs was put on there simply because, you know, he took up a case against the quote unquote bathroom.
No. They're on the list because they're defending America and they're effective.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give you that.
Right,
but if he was fighting for the bathroom bill, if he was fighting to make sure the bathroom bill stayed in place...
Don't get lost in the details. Look, I'm up there. I'm called the godfather of the anti-Muslim movement in America, which puts a big fat target on my back.
Oh, my God.
And it's quoted all over every time I go to a campus. There isn't one sentence, and I have written hundreds of thousands of words. I'm all over YouTube, hours of talks about Islam and everything. They couldn't find one sentence of mine that's anti-Muslim. Not one.
Okay. God.
And I'm the godfather of the anti-Muslim movement in America.
Now, you're going to the dead zone in a little bit with Milo Yiannopoulos, right? You're going up to Berkeley?
Well, the universities are complicit. The university administrators are funding terrorists. I mean, I've written a lot about this. We have a website. It's Stop University Support for Terrorists.org. But I've conducted campaigns about this on campuses. I can't speak on a campus without a bodyguard. That's been true for about 20 years. But now I can't speak at Berkeley. They invited me, the College Republicans invited me to speak. And the threat of violence from the Antifa left stopped it because the university is basically on their side. I mean, the chief of police, I talked to the vice chancellor and the chief of police at Berkeley, and he said, well, you can announce, first of all, you have to speak a mile off campus. Secondly, you can announce your speech, but you can't tell the location. Believe it or not, that's what he said. So Milo, who was also stopped, and Ann Coulter, we're going back to Berkeley. We're just going to occupy Berkeley.
I like
it. Our own security force, and that'll be happening starting September 24th.
Well, I think that's wonderful.
This is just the point of the spear of the situation that we have in this country, where we have a large fascist movement supported by the Democratic Party and liberals called Antifa and also Black Lives Matter, who threaten violence, and then we have all these colluding administrators who won't stop the violence, who won't protect conservative speakers. That's the situation. That's the real threat in this country. And all this crap about white supremacists is just a smokescreen.
I'll agree with you. I think they found themselves a new phrase. Remember, it was the war on women. It was, we hate clean air. We hate clean water. We hate children. We can go through the whole list of the mantras that they've picked up over the years. But they think this white supremacist / Nazism thing is they're going to be able to catch on and run with it. But I want to see if you feel the same way I do. Average American, the general average, 9-to-5 working American is seeing through their crap, is seeing that they're the ones that are causing most of the trouble. You agree?
Steve Bannon, on leaving the White House, said it well. He said, every time they say racist, I'm happy because we're going to confront them with economic nationalism, that is, where people actually live, their jobs, their incomes, taking care of their families, and we'll crush them. And I believe that's right.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they have so I mean, what they've done is so insulting to black people who were the victims of racists in this country.
Mm-hmm.
To take that racist label and use it just to smear political opponents that they disagree with, it's disgraceful, but it has put them in a corner that they can't get out of.
I
meant when I said they never know when to stop.
And right.
That's their weakest point.
They've had years to condition our young people. We've allowed it to happen, and it's gonna. I think it's gonna take a lot of work to get it back. You are more optimistic than I am, because I'm not so sure Americans have the backbone to fight. But you're believing they do. I've got a wait and see attitude. Kind of my own personal opinion, though, David. Hey, thanks for being with me. I know we're tight on time, but thanks for being with me. Is there a date? You gave the date for the your.
It's the week of the 24th. I'm speaking on the 25th.
Okay,
on September.
That's September. What can we do to help?
What
can we do to help? I mean, just get people out there in support of nonviolent support of.
Yeah, people should be aware. I want to see a lot of protests if they kill me.
Oh, hey, listen, we'll be praying some protection over you, because these guys, they don't know, they really don't know when to stop, and they really don't understand what true protest. These guys get out there, and they're set and ready to riot. I don't know if you saw that in Boston where they were pulling
knives
out of bags.
The 40,000 people who gathered on the Boston Commons were there illegally.
Yep.
They didn't get a My wife never gets the permit. We have such a double standard. We have such lawlessness.
Yep.
Well, we just had an administration where they should all be in jail. Hillary, the two attorney generals, corrupt attorney generals, the corrupt head of the FBI, all those people should be in jail.
All right. Well,
until we restore law and order in this country, we're going to have our freedom.
Okay, one last question before I let you off the phone, unless you hang up on me. But why doesn't President Trump go through there like a bulldozer and take care of all that unfinished business and doing the investigations, getting these people put away? Why do you think he's waiting so long, or will he do anything about it?
Well, I think he's surrounded by enemies. And I think they have to prepare their cases carefully.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that's the issue.
That's fair
enough. Very difficult. I mean, you know, when was the last time you put a presidential candidate who actually won the popular vote, although she probably did it, I agree with Trump, with illegals. she won by 3 million votes. She won by 3 million votes in California, and they give driver's licenses to illegals here.
Yep.
I mean, he's operating in a minefield. So, I'll be disappointed if we don't see prosecutions, within the year. But it's not something he should rush into. I mean, he had a very simple vetting plan for terrorist countries. Was pretty sound and sober. He had a deputy attorney general, this witch, Sally Yates, undermine it. She should be in jail. Anyway. You can't even get a ban on terrorist states sending people here. You know, when it takes on, you want to put in jail a presidential candidate like Hillary with all that money behind her, you better have all your T's crossed in your...
Oh, yeah.
I'm not impatient there.
Yeah. Well, if you're David Horowitz, you got to grab his book, Big Agenda, How Trump is going to Save America. He's got a lot of good stuff out there. Listen, I got a lot of good stuff coming up after the break. All the crazy stories, we've got people emptying out Civil War graves. These people are just lunatics. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't go far.